Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I want to dedicate the show today to Susan Chaya. She was our first Woman of Wisdom president when I started the nonprofit organization, Woman of Wisdom. I just want to thank Susan for her friendship, her gift for grace and beauty. She made a peaceful transition this Wednesday after a few challenging years facing cancer. And we love Susan at Woman of Wisdom. So, want to move on and start the show today. We're going to talk about how you can create a thriving business for yourself. And I love this statement from my guest. My guest is Michelle Schism. Do you feel like you're on the edge of something big one minute, only to wonder if you're kidding yourself the next minute? Well, I think I've been living this, so I'm very excited to be talking to Michelle. Michelle is decisive, driven, and committed to helping business owners build thriving, leveraged businesses. She believes if entrepreneurs would learn to take the right risks, they could build a legacy instead of just making a living. Michelle is a leading authority on business growth, an international speaker, a radio show host, an author, and the founder of DecisiveMinds.com, a company dedicated to helping business owners achieve the huge success they deserve. She is a serial entrepreneur who knows how it feels to fail miserably at business. At one time, the bank actually called demanding their $1.5 million back, and also knows how it feels to sign the contract to sell your company for $9 million. Michelle has owned and operated and sold multi-million dollar companies. She loves every aspect of business, and some of her books include Makeover Your Business in 6 Weeks or Less, Take Action, Get Profits, 5 Steps to Massive Online Visibility, and she co-authored Woman Entrepreneur Extraordinaire. Besides her family, she has one passion in life, and that is to help other entrepreneurs achieve the success in business that they deserve. And you can get all sorts of business building tips on her website, which is www.decisiveminds.com. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. That was a great intro, by the way.
Well, it's your life. And it's always fun to hear your own, what you've done, somebody else speak it, and it's something that surprises
right.
Oh, I've done that. Well, first I want you to share your story, because on my show, stories are important, how you began this work of helping entrepreneurs, and how you knew that was going to be your legacy, you know, what you give to others.
Yeah, okay, great. So, yes, I'm going to say something about childhood, but I'll make this fast. I am a third-generation entrepreneur, and when I came into this wonderful world of ours with my parents and my grandparents owned a grocery store, a mobile home park, an RV park, and a record service, and then they started a trucking company. So I began my adventures in entrepreneurship at the age of 5 when I went to work in the grocery store, because at that point I was tall enough to stand on the stool and see over the edge of the paper bag so I could load, bag groceries. And they paid me in toys. So I thought everyone worked at the age of 5. I had no clue that that was not what the majority of the world did. So that was my introduction into this world of creating your own life and really having control. I do have a degree in accounting. I spent 2 little years in the corporate world thinking that that was where I might want to be, and I was so wrong about that. So, along the way, I've built that trucking company into a very large company that we did sell in 2007, and my entire family retired whenever we made that deal. So it's been a very interesting life of ups and downs and twists and turns, and along the way I learned a lot about being an entrepreneur. And I remember I was probably 9 or 10 years old, and we were on vacation. My parents took us on big, really big vacations every year. We would jump in the RV and travel the country. So, I've seen the entire country in the last, 49 years. But I remember on vacation, and my dad said, "You're not a real business owner unless you can leave and go on vacation with your family and you're still making money." And I'll never forget that. I have, everything I do now is really, I can hear him saying that. And he taught me so much about building business and about being an entrepreneur. So once I retired in 2007, I really thought I was going to live in Lake O'Reilly and travel and, just do everything I wanted to do. And I forgot that my kids were both still in high school, and my husband still had a business. And, what I found was myself on the couch and a lot of the time, and really lost my identity and decided that there was more for me to do. And so I searched for a long time and then realized that there was this whole world out here of working with entrepreneurs. And I just had so much business knowledge. I actually hired a coach and went to him and said, "Okay, so I know this. How do I turn that into a business?" And that was January of 2010 when I kicked off this business. It has had its ups and downs along the way as well, but we did do $500,000 in this business last year. So it's working, it's exciting. I eat, sleep, just breathe business. That is my thing. And so I just love working with entrepreneurs. They definitely have my heart. That's how I got here.
Well, that's great that you're helping others. I think that's important that we as we become knowledgeable in our field or just our personal lives, our own growth, that we need to be holding out the hand and helping others along the way. I want to hear from you how you dealt with the bank calling you on a $1.5 million debt. What was your first reaction when they called you?
Oh, let me tell you, when I answered the phone that day and heard his voice, and, I knew our banker's voice very well, and he said, "Hey, Michelle, is your dad in the office? You're going to be there for a while. I need to come talk to y'all." And I thought, we knew things were bad at that point. And he showed up and said, "The bank just, my bosses do not think that y'all have a viable business anymore, and we need to, cash out and get our money back." And it was an interesting time, I will say. First, it was shocking that we were in that situation. And at that point, it was the early 90s. We were hauling oil field equipment back then in our trucking company, and the oil field fell apart in Louisiana. I live in Louisiana. And so, our customers didn't have money. They weren't paying their bills. They weren't giving us any work. We ran out of cash. It was tough. But I learned so much from that experience, because what we did, and actually, again, my father is just absolutely brilliant. That man takes risks like no one I've ever seen. And he actually went to the bank and said, "Listen, I heard that there might be some possibilities that maybe we could do something where the federal government would back this loan and we wouldn't have to pay any interest, and then we could pay you guys back." And so they said, "Well, we'll look into that. You start working on where you're going to get the money to pay us back." And sure enough, there was a federal program out there, because this was back when, I don't know if you guys remember, but this is back when interest rates on those types of loans, they weren't 3% like they are now. They were 18 and 20%. Back then. So it was awful. And there was a program out there where the federal government actually took over our loan, and they guaranteed the bank that it would be paid, and we got to pay it back without interest for, I think it was 3 years, we got to pay down the principal without interest. So that was the first step. And then we had to step back and really do some recalculating, looking at what lanes we were hauling and what rates we were charging and who were the new customers we needed to go after, and should we shift? We actually shifted away from hauling off-field equipment into hauling chemicals, which paid more. We just had to have some different equipment. So it was a very interesting shift. And so that happened in 1990, and we, 17 years later, we sold that company for $9 million. So, yeah. You know, you've got, yeah. Sometimes you got to pull pull anything.
Yeah, and it's great to have, you know, how you can turn things around. And
yeah.
And a lot of people just, you know, give up, go bankrupt, don't think there's any possibility. And that's like thinking outside the box. Well, what do you see as the biggest issue? And we're just going to start this conversation because we only have a couple minutes before we go to break. But what do you see as the biggest issue for entrepreneurs today?
I think that there's some really big issues, but one of them is this whole idea of living in broke, right? Or living in a situation where it's barely, they're making it from one customer or client to the next just to barely keep the lights on. And I think there's a few things that can be shifted around that. So, you know, that's really the, I know how that feels. I mean, I've been through it in several different businesses, right? Where it's feast or famine. And this is a real problem for entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs are the background of this whole country. We've got to fix this for them. So yeah, that's where we'll start.
Well, and fixing it, you said fixing it for them, isn't it sort of they've got to start something first.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Exactly. I'm talking about them as a group. So you are so right. There are things that the entrepreneur must do. And, you know, when we look at, we're sitting in a space where our government is broke, right? We're looking at big businesses failing like crazy. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I heard that Sears is closing another 200 stores, right? We're having big business problems, and entrepreneurs we see a lot of, there are very high failure rate in entrepreneurialism. At the same time, we see the statistics coming out saying that, the entrepreneurs are creating all the jobs and entrepreneurs are bringing all the cash flow, right? But at the same time,
so many going out of business. Well, this is Christine. Correct. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Michelle Skism.
To experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety, you can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I want to remind people you can still get in to propose a workshop at the Woman Wisdom Conference. We have an early deadline, but we still make room for those people who just heard about it. You know, we can give you until September 1st to apply to give a workshop at our 23rd annual conference. It's February 12th through the 16th. Just go to womenofwisdom.org, click on the conference 2015. There's information there, application forms, and everything that you need. So we look forward to receiving all these wonderful gifts from women who want to share with our community in Seattle. Okay, so we're talking with Michelle Sism. I apologize, we were saying the name incorrectly. I just found that out. So she is the author of Take Action, Get Profits, Five Steps to Massive Online Visibility. Her website is decisiveminds.com. And one thing I'm curious about, you know, because we're talking about entrepreneurs, and are you finding that most of the entrepreneurs you work with are women?
You know, it really started out that way, and I would say we still have a majority of women that show up and want to work with me, but there's a lot of guys around these days. And so, you know, just I have a tendency to speak more to audiences filled with women. I think that's why I end up there. But, you know, with my background in trucking and, you know, retail through the grocery store and all those, I also have a big audience of guys. So, yeah, it's a good combination.
Yeah, well, I just said, you know, there's statistics that more women start their own businesses and bring in, you know, the employees and all that, too, that there's a higher percentage of women that are doing that. Well, so we were talking about entrepreneurs being broke. You mentioned that. So why do you think that's the case?
So I really think it's, you know, when I look at the clients that are coming to me and the people that I've been working with, entrepreneurs I've been working with, I see three issues. And, you know, pretty simply put, they are, number one, entrepreneurs are afraid. Number two, they're cheap. And number three, they're lazy. And I get a little pushback from those. But once we talk about it and people go, oh, I get it, I am cheap, right? So, yeah, those are really the issues of what's going on for entrepreneurs. So, it's all that fear. It's where we start with all the fear, right?
Yeah, fear is a big one, especially around money.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And, you know, when I work with a lot of service-based entrepreneurs, so I'm, you know, coaches and authors and speakers, and then I do also have a few retail clients as well. And what I see is that there are certain fears that really step up for them. Sometimes it is the fear of expansion, right? So it's like the fear of the unknown. What is going, you know, what would that cost? What is, you know, how am I going to let loose of that money? How am I going to hire more people? For small entrepreneurs, for the solo entrepreneur, you know, the fact is that, you know, it takes a village. You've all heard that saying, right? As solo entrepreneurs, I think a lot of times we start that business because we feel like, you know, I can get out there and conquer the world. But the reality is it takes a team. You know, you need to hire people to work with you and do things so that you can focus on income producing activities, right? Instead of being focused on redesigning that page on your website again. And so, you know, I really find that the fear comes in around a couple of issues, money being one of them. It's a really big one. Hiring a team, those types of things. And then also have for service-based entrepreneurs, I don't find it quite as much for retail-based, but for service-based entrepreneurs, I find that there's a really big fear about taking a stand, right, and being known for one thing. And what happens a lot of times, I'll meet someone and they'll say, well, you know what? So I am a business coach, but I also know how to develop websites. So I designed some websites for a couple of my customers. And then I did some logo creation for these people over here. And, you know, of course you have a lot of talent, and but I'm here. What I want to say to you is that you have to take a stand and get known for something. That's how you develop expert status. That's how you get to the elevated point of being able to charge more for your products and services. You know, if I look at my story, for example, when I came into this industry as a business coach, you know, in the trucking world, I was known all over the place. I've been in that industry for almost 25 years. But when I came into the business coaching arena, no one knew who I was. And I had a coach at the time, like I said, and when we decided that that was the format, that I was going to be a business coach, he said, okay, great, Michelle, you're a business coach, and there's about 18,000 of you out there. What's going to make you unique? And I don't know about you guys, I actually respond to that question because I don't always know the answer. What I learned, though, is, you know, I started this business and I started looking for clients, and I happened upon social media. And I was really good at it because I'm really good at strategy, and all social media is a marketing strategy, right? So I saw it as a strategy. And my coach kept saying, you know what, there's your uniqueness. Go out and teach that. And I'd say, no, I'm a business coach. I'm not going to do that. And eventually he didn't let go, and I started that conversation. That's what took me. People started saying, oh, call Michelle. She knows about social media. Oh, interview Michelle. She knows about social media, right? I took a stand for something that was in the area of business. People could come in and they would say, oh, I need to know about social media. So they would want to talk to me, but then I could have a conversation with them about all the other pieces of their business that they had to focus on. So I want to encourage you to look for, what is that piece that I can take a stand for? What is that thing in my business or in my in the change I want to make? Are you a life coach? Are you going to take a stand for better relationships between parents and kids, or what is it that you're going to do? And I know you do a lot of that, Chris, and with your foundation and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, y'all take, you're taking a stand, right? And I think that there's a big fear around that. People see that there's dollars over here, and they feel like they're leaving them on the table if they become very focused on one thing. And I'm here to tell you that you make a lot more money. And when you make money, and there's a fear around that as well, but when you make money, that gives you the opportunity to go out and make a bigger change in the world. So even if you're not money-driven, you know, it's extremely important that you start making money and not be broke in that business. So I feel like I'm rambling at this point. Chris, jump in.
Yeah, no, that was one of my things, that there's a lot of negativity around, like, people are just focusing on getting money. Everyone wants to get rich. Yeah. There's some negativity around that. And what you spoke of is like, well, how are you, if you want to make change in the world or make an impact, you have more leverage if you do have some money. And it's not always money, but there's an element of that, of think of what you could do if you had, X amount of money.
That's exactly right. I mean, my dream is to open feed centers for entrepreneurs, right? I want to have places for entrepreneurs to start their businesses, but I have to have a really, I got to have money coming in, and then I have to have great supporters to do that. So, yeah, it's important.
Yes, and I like what you said. Okay, here's what you took a stand for is on social media, but also it allowed you to do this other, you're saying, well, I'm a business coach. Taking that stand, you're still able to do that, so all those other elements. And, like, I'm focused on teaching, circle leadership is important. It's about teaching a new paradigm of leadership. And yet there's all these other facets that I can bring into that. There's many avenues. And if I focus on all these different things, it gets overwhelming. And
correct.
And yet,
people don't know why.
The umbrella, it's all, my stand is on circle leadership and this, then it doesn't disallow the other stuff.
Right, exactly. And
yeah,
so what we always have to remember is that a confused person never buys. So when they can't clearly define you, right, and you're trying to get the attention of a specific person out there, your ideal client or your ideal audience, if they can't define you because you're not defining you, then you just become part of the white noise, and that's not what we want. How are we going to get entrepreneurs past broke? We got to get them to a point where they're known and seen and very visible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being an entrepreneur and being broke and you're forced to go work for a corporation, are you doing what you love? Are you doing what your mission is in life? Are you doing what your gifts are? And so being broke right. doesn't help. Well, the other aspect you said, cheap and lazy. Let's talk about cheap.
This is usually where I ruffle people's feathers. Yeah. You know what? The reality is that the majority of people that I work with, especially in service-based businesses, cheap meaning you are not charging what you're worth and your value. I have people show up in my office who say, you know, so I'm this is what I charge and I want to make six figures. And I look at them and say, you know what? There's only 24 hours in a day. At this rate, you're not going to make it. And what I see for entrepreneurs really is this whole issue going on about, well, you know, I don't have as much experience as Deborah does, so I definitely can't charge more than Deborah. Or this person has written a book, and so I definitely can't charge more than them, right? So we're doing this comparison-based pricing, which is not what I want. So, you know, businesses compete on three levels, I guess, or not levels, but three ways. Businesses compete in three ways. Number one is on price. That's the Walmart brand. Do you really want to be the Walmart of your industry? Now, there are people out there that do. They have products that, you know, that's their fit. But for most of my clients and most solopreneurs, they don't want to compete on price, right? You don't want to be the cheapest in the area. The other two options are to compete on value and to compete on convenience. I think
and
that
we'll have to,
value.
And we'll have to come back and have
Absolutely.
You talk about value and convenience when we come back after our break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aurainum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aurainum.com. That's Aurainum.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Michelle Sism today. She's co-authored Woman Entrepreneur Extraordinaire. But first, I just want to mention and remind people we have brought back our Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. It's in Seattle, October 11th. It's application time if you're an artist, a healer, a reader, if you have an educational, sustainability business and have an info table. Applications are on our website to have a booth. Just go to Woman of Wisdom, click on programs, and all these fields drop down and look for Fall Harvest Festival. It has all the information and application forms. Better do September 15th, and it's going to be a great, fun day. So, Michelle, please tell people where they can find out your website and what you have there for people.
Absolutely. So my website address is www.decisivemind.com, and lots of information for entrepreneurs. You'll find a lot of great blog posts there, some wonderful free information, and you'll find different ways that you can get educational-based training on how to build your business, whether it's social media marketing or business development. Lots of really cool stuff there.
Great. So we were talking about businesses being built on, there's the price model and there's also value and convenience. So you were just ending with that, if you briefly want to, before we get into some real juicy stuff.
Yeah, so just a reminder, the price model was the Walmart conversation. But what I want you to look at is how can you play in the value area? If you had told me, I guess, maybe 15 or 16 years ago that people would be paying Starbucks, $7, $8, $9 for a cup of coffee, I would have never believed it. And why does that work for Starbucks? It's because it's a value base. They created an environment. They created a situation that draws you in and makes you want to hand them, $7 for something that really should cost you $1. And that's value-based pricing. So when you look at your services, if you are coaching, if you are, in a service-based industry, and you look at what people are paying you, are you really charging for your value? I work with my clients on understanding the value that they're providing, right? What you're doing for your client is changing. It's changing their business, changing their life, changing a situation for them, changing their relationships, whatever that might be. They're coming in to work with you right now, but what they're going to learn from you right now is something that they're still going to be able to implement 10 years down the road. I want you to see that value. That is worth money. Now, the conversation usually comes back to, but how do I charge for that? Because you in your own mind have to wrap your belief around your own value. And there's a whole conversation to be had there for another show. But I really believe that value is the main point of it. The third one is convenience. And, there are areas of our business where we're working on convenience. That's more like the bottled water. Who would have thought 20 years ago we'd be paying for bottled water, right? That's a convenience item. And so in your business, what are those convenience items? What is it that you're doing for people that maybe has a monthly payment and they're so engaged in it because it is something that's so convenient for them, they don't want to change it? So, I think that sometimes for entrepreneurs, we really need to, I know for a fact, we need to be looking at value. And then the secondary is, how can we bring in the convenience model into your business to make it a consistent cash flow? Because, another problem with being broke is that consistent cash flow. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then the last thing, you had three things that impact people. And the last thing was about that I want you to share
and
is
being lazy.
Crazy.
Right. Remember, afraid, cheap, and lazy. So let's talk about lazy for a minute. So the first thing I want to say is that I completely get it, that majority of entrepreneurs, you know, roll out of bed thinking about their business. They work on their business throughout the day, most of the day for most people, and then they probably lay in the bed thinking about it at night before they fall asleep. We don't feel like we are lazy. What I mean by lazy is that we're lazy when it comes to doing the right things in our business. And we go into avoidance tactics is what I call them. And so I put together a list of what I call time suckers, and then I have a list of money-making mistakes. So I would love to share that with everyone. First, we'll talk about the top 7 time suckers for entrepreneurs. That's what I call this list. Number 1 on the list is working on your website. So a lot of times, you know, we get that little spark and we think, oh, I'm going to work on my website today. Well, we should be making phone calls, right? We should be following up with that person who said that they wanted to talk to us about a product or service. And instead, we get wrapped up in changing our website. It is a waste of time. People, you hire somebody to do that for you. And listen, if you're a website designer, then when you end up working on your own website throughout the day, that's an avoidance technique. So be careful about that. The second time sucker is rewriting your signature talk. So one day I was working with a client, and we get on the phone, and I asked her, you know, what she's been up to, and she said that she was working on her talk. I said, great, where are you going? Where are you scheduled? And she said, oh, I'm not. I said, do not work on your talk until you've booked the appointment. Get on the phone and book an appointment to go speak somewhere. So, you know, I watch entrepreneurs do it over and over and over and over. They will keep perfecting that talk so that one day they can get out there. Just get out there, right? That's my approach to that. The third one is creating products you have not yet sold. And this is this usually makes people's skin crawl a little bit, makes them a little nervous. But what I want to explain is that I watch a lot of entrepreneurs create programs and products, and they get these great ideas, and they, because they're not funded like the large corporations, they don't feel like they necessarily have to go out and do it in R&D. Well, I believe that you go out and you sell something first, and when you can sell it, then you know that you've hit on it in the market. A lot of times I see people put together those products and they go out to sell it and nobody buys. It's because they didn't get the right message, or they have the wrong market, or something along those lines. So when I've had several product launches in the last couple of years, and the last product launch I did, I sold $30,000 worth of product before I developed it. And the reason that worked is because I told all those people, you're going to be part of a beta group. You're going to help me develop it. You're going to be there when I create the modules. You're going to be there when I create the content. And they love that. Remember that people want to be involved. You know, that which they help to create, they will support. So no more jumping out there and selling, trying and creating, spending a lot of time creating stuff and then trying to sell it. Just do it backwards. Number 4 on the time suckers list is overthinking it, right? This is for those people out there that are planning to plan their plan. I know you're out there. I get it, because I used to be that same way. You know, constantly rethinking, am I doing the right thing? Is this right? Why should I do it that way? Maybe I need to do it this way. Stop rethinking it and just go do it. Number 5 is checking email every 15 minutes. Number 6 is along the same lines, and it's checking social media every 15 minutes. So I want to encourage you to do those 2 things only 2 or 3 times a day. You can really get sidetracked, and you have to stay in control of your day and not let your email and social media control your day. So be very careful there. And then number 7 is the big shiny object syndrome. As entrepreneurs, we are creators, and we are constantly looking for something out there on different. So that's the top 7 time suckers. You want me to go on to the money making, or you have something to say about those?
Oh no! You brought up some new points, like, you know, selling something before you create it. Chris, you kind of have to know you have the ability to create it. And it's great. You know, some really good advice, just to do things first. You know, that are going to bring you business versus getting caught into things that don't, and to really learn how to focus, you know, and control your day is great. So, yes, let's move on to the top 7 moneymaker must-do list, and we'll just start it, and we'll finish it after our break. But let's get started with that.
Okay. Perfect. So the first one on the list is 15 minutes of outbound calls a day. Now, the goal of these calls is to actually set up an appointment for a follow-up conversation. So it is that you met someone somewhere, or someone handed you a card, or you met them at a networking event, whatever that might be. It's just calling and saying, hey, this is Michelle. I met you Tuesday at the luncheon. I know you're busy. I'm busy. I just want to set an appointment to talk. Right? So it's quick, to the point, get this appointment scheduled. Do that for 15 minutes every day. You will see a completely new business in 90 days. I want you to remember that the activity that you see happening in your business today is a direct result of the activity you were doing in your business 90 days ago. So that, for me, that 15 minutes of outbound calls a day makes a huge difference. It makes builds momentum and keeps things rolling. The second one is that you have to appointment.
Michelle, I have to
break.
We'll do that when we come back from the break. This is Christina listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the future editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Michelle Sism. And we were just going over the 7 money-making must-dos. So, Michelle, you just talked about the 15 minutes of outgoing calls a day, which is really hard for you, but that's such good advice. So what are the rest of these?
Yeah, so number two is actually to hold those conversations. So on a daily basis, you should be seeing opportunities to make sales calls and have those conversations, hopefully from those appointments. Now, listen, here's a real big key. It's only a sales call and only counts if you make an offer, right? So there are connection calls and there are sales calls, and I think you need to make the sales calls every day. Number three is the opportunity to speak. So, you know, speaking on stage or speaking on teleseminars or radio shows like this one are booking future speaking engagements. I can tell you that my entire business changed when I got out and started speaking and, you know, just letting people know my message. Number four, obviously you should be working with your clients or on client projects. Number five, you should delegate more to your team. This is a big one, right? If you think about the seven time suckers, a lot of those need to be delegated. There's a task that you're creating that you need to delegate. Number six, I want you to be decisive, commit to a path, and stick to it on a daily basis. When you do that, you will bring in more cash and a more consistent cash flow. And then number seven, I want you to reward yourself for your successes on a daily basis. So whatever that might look like for you, it might be a bubble bath, it might be a new coach first, right? So there we go. There's our seven money-making must-dos.
Okay, great. Well, and along with that, what can you inform people on what they can do to guarantee a change in how they're doing business, how to make a thrive?
Yeah, I think we need to make a decision. We have to really decide how bad we want this business and what we are willing to do. Just to tell you a super quick story, there's a great story about Socrates where a gentleman came to him and said, you know, I want to make more money. Can you help me? And Socrates said, great, meet me at the beach. And so the guy meets him at the beach, and they go out into the water, and Socrates dunks the guy under the water and pulls him up. And he says, what do you want? He says, I want to make more money. So he dunks him down again, and he pulls him up, and he says, what do you want? He says, I want to be successful, and he dunks him down again. And when he pulls him, this time he holds him down longer. When he pulls him back up, he says, what do you want? And the guy says, I want to breathe. And Socrates said, exactly. When you want it as bad as you want to breathe, then you can have it. So my question for everyone is, how bad do you want it? And I think when you make that shift, when you say, I am willing to do what it takes to make this business work, I'm willing to focus on income-producing activities and not do the things that are really sucking my time up, it makes a difference. So there's my big piece of advice, Chris.
Yes, well, and I think coming with that needs, you need to look at, be really clear what it is you want, what your business is, that's what you were talking about, you know, really defining. And so is there any advice you can give to people on how to do that?
Yeah, so, you know, I do see that as a big issue, that people are not real sure exactly what they want to do or are doing. I can tell you that you have things that you do that more than likely people say, oh, my gosh, how do you do that? And when you have people say that to you, that's something you can charge for. Okay, so that's one of the conversations I have with my clients, is what do people say that to you about? Do you enjoy that, you know? And how can you turn that into a business and really commit to that until it works? So, you know, we see all those cute little things on Facebook, right, where we see the guy turn around right before he gets to the diamond mine, right? How committed are you to that? So pick a direction. And if you can't do it on your own, and because it's very difficult to do sometimes by yourself, get somebody to help you make that decision. You know, get with a coach or get with a mentor or someone that can help you to see what it is about you that can be that commitment, you know, that one thing you're going to really commit to and stand for. So there you go.
And the quote I read at the beginning, do you feel like you're on the edge of something big one minute, only to wonder if you're kidding yourself the next minute? Is it that yeah. self-doubt, like, and it's that value of yourself. You know, you talked about before, too, you could do a whole show on just, you know, valuing yourself. You know, do you deserve this? Or the value you feel for yourself. You know, how
right.
do we, that's that negative voice in our head that goes, you know, when I face this, it's just, you know, you think, wow, you just have this fabulous idea, really resonates with you, and then the next day you wake up and you go, oh, what makes me think I could do that? Or how, you know, are all the blocks in your mind to keep you from going there? What did you do to push yourself
over those edges?
So two things. You know, first of all, I did have a business coach. I also had a mindset coach. So I was working on that as well. But what I see is, one of the shifts to be made is really finding those small successes. So when you are wanting to do something that feels like it's constantly failing, right, that's when we want to stop. And when the reality is we could stop and do a little market research, you know, listen to what your audience is saying. They're actually telling you what they want to buy from you, right? We just don't listen in that direction. So there's definitely some of that would change things for entrepreneurs quickly.
Right, and you learn, yeah, some of the trainings I've had, it's like it's not so much about you, it's about your customer. What are they needing? What are they looking for? So it's about service. How can you serve them? What do you have? What are your gifts that and there's an audience out there looking for that?
Mm-hmm. And not, you know, being able to articulate that in a way that they see it, understand it, and want it. Right? Not using your jargon, using their words. It's very, 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 very important. Right?
So that takes really you back, to listening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. It's all about how you listen.
Yeah, and a lot of us tend to talk more than listen. And there's a lot of value in listening. And listening with purpose, with intention. You know, there's a thing that we talk about in circle leadership is attentive listening and intentional speaking, and having those two focuses can change your dynamics and your conversations with people.
That's right. Exactly right. So, awesome.
Well, what last message do you want to leave our audience with?
Wow, I want to see you take a stand for yourself and really focus. You know, we're at the end of the week, so let's look at next week and what are you going to do on Monday that's going to be different, that changes things? Well, continue to do what you've been doing. It's going to keep you where you are. So what can you delegate, and what phone calls can you make, and who can you connect with, and schedule an appointment, right? Those types of activities is what I want you to be focused on. So,
right, yeah, which all involves, all involves action, taking action.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Michelle, for being here today and working, you know, all the work that you do, and enlightening people around all around for their importance of them being financially viable as an entrepreneur. We need successful entrepreneur businesses.
Thank you. It's been great.
Okay. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today. What can you do to counter that time suckers that take you off course? You know, this doesn't just relate to business, even about the life you've been dreaming of, you know, and take a look at what takes away your time from your focus. And take a look at Michelle's website, www.decisiveminds.com. So this is Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom and the conference and the organization. I also have an Amazon bestseller book and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And if you have yourself or your friends who are looking for some inspiration, this is all about many diverse voices on the divine feminine and the power of women, from art and poetry, and it has touched many people in this exploration of the divine feminine, and just as our conference has. Again, reminder, take a look at our conference applications to be a presenter and share your gifts at WOW. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and click on Conference 2015 and take a look at the Fall Festival. If you're an artist, a vendor, a healer, help be part of our community on October 11th. That's just the deadline, September 15th. So also take a look at my website, chrysalisleadership.com. I have some empowerment circles for women starting up this fall, and circle leadership trainings and webinars. So I would love for you to be a part of that and teaching a new paradigm of leadership and it's online. Anywhere around the world can join us. So I wish everybody a very great weekend. Play safe, and we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
To experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety, you can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out have catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?